So today's episode is on how I use my past to beneficially impact my future. Let's go. I hope you're all doing good. I wanted to do a podcast, sorry about that, today on how I allow my past to positively influence my future. So now I want to stress there's like different things that are going to occur in everyone's past. So obviously I'm still relatively young and I haven't had a full life experience, and I kind of like understand and I take that into consideration when I make these podcasts. Like, I am just kind of giving out like what I've learned to date. And the thing is, like, nobody can ever really give you an accurate like navigation system to have the most beneficial future from whatever past circumstances have affected you the most or are highlighted in your mind. But at the end of the day, like, there is one thing that connects every single person, and it is that, like, we all experience all emotions, unless obviously like there's some sort of issue, but most of us experience like all the highs and lows in life, and it's one way that we can connect. So the circumstances that cause certain emotions or impact us in a certain way may be different, but the actual emotion and the impact on us, we all experience grief, we all experience loss, we all experience pain, we all experience joy, we all experience happiness. Like, there has been at least one time in life when you have felt a good emotion and a bad emotion. And sometimes it's really important to understand that, like, we're not really that different at all. And sometimes I think people can really put themselves so far below or so far above each other, and really, like, there isn't any good that can come from that, because you're really just, you're really just like sort of masking out like the true benefits of learning and creating that oneness moving forward, creating from a place of wholeness rather than creating a life on escapism or running away from your problems or hiding something and just living like sort of like a semi-lie. Yeah, I'm still in Thailand, by the way. So noises may be expected. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. I can't go out and stop the world for this, but I wish I could. Anyway, with regards to having, you know, had various experiences, you know, in our Q&A from last week's podcast, I've seen a lot of girls asking me to do something on like what I would allow in my life, friendship wise, who is in my inner circle, like, how do I choose that? How do I, you know, cut contacts? How would I respond to, you know, a partner disrespecting me or cheating on me and things? There's all these little things that have come up. A lot of these things, I haven't actually been in those situations, so I can only really give answers based on like how I would deal with it based on my logical, non-emotional point of view, I guess. But at the same time, like, when I am in highly emotionally engaged situations, I do have that ability to keep my head screwed on and actually look at it objectively. And I sort of, luckily, I know females especially, like, because I am actually naturally quite an emotional person, the past could really affect me in a negative way. Like, any sort of negativity can have like quite a major impact on me. So over the years, I have managed to sort of like rewire the impact, like how I respond and react to things and how I approach a solution moving forward. But I think probably like the most important thing that I wanted to put on this podcast was that I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to look back at your past. I know a lot of people like say things like leave the past in the past. And I'm definitely somebody that will not look back once I have moved on from a situation. Like, there is no going back. Like, that door is shut and the keys have been thrown away. And sometimes that's not something people expect. You know, sometimes like they think that maybe she will, you know, come around, but I don't. And I'll explain why for the most part that I don't. But in terms of like coming to the conclusions as to why forward focused, failing forward is so important. It comes actually from analyzing your past and making better decisions moving forward. If you just ignore what happened in the past or is try and escape it or mask it with something else or replace something just to fill voids, you're going to be running around in a loop where you're empty anyway. So it's actually a very unhappy life because you're always going to look for that next fix that hasn't been healed and you haven't come to closure or a conclusion from those past experiences because maybe they were too painful to really think about, or maybe you did something that you regret in a situation that led to a certain outcome and you don't see a solution, or you can't comprehend that like things turned out a certain way. But I think what's really important is like understanding that the past reflects like a lot of like yourself, like your choices. And sometimes like you can come by a certain situation or a person or whatever, and it can really mirror back the impacts, which is generally like how the universe works. Like it mirrors back the impacts of your thoughts to you and your behavior to you. And sometimes like it's not always like a choice you've actually actively made, like to behave a certain way or respond a certain way or act towards someone or toward a situation in a certain way that leads to a negative outcome for your life long term. Sometimes these are just like coping mechanisms that we developed in our childhood or whatever, and we never really fully consciously or like noticed. And we've kind of gotten our way through life for a lot of things using these behaviors and tactics. And, you know, I noticed this because I'm an introverted person. So rather than me being very full on and engaged, I'm usually sitting back and observing. And I've always been like this. This is just how I am. Some people are like this, some people are not. But it means that I really like to learn. I don't really like to, it's rare. Like it's funny that I have a podcast because I'm actually more of an observer than and a listener than I am a talker. I am very interactive and I am very like friendly toward like people in my circle, or if I'm like out and interacting, I am very friendly. Like I love people. But on the other hand, like for the most part, I'm really learning and listening and reading. I really learn a lot about physics and human behavior and psychology and business. And just, I think like the most important things that I sort of study, I would say, are just the laws of the universe and like how it actually works. Because although it's like a lot of things are theory based and have been around for years and years, there's a lot of correlation between across, like if you read a lot of books, you will see there's like a correlation between certain messaging there. And a lot of it really reflects how you see the world and how you approach life and how you are. And it's actually quite ironic that, like, you know, when you kind of like study really great people in history and things, you will see like a lot of them have had really, some of them have had really bad situations occur, and they've just turned those things into, you know, great books, or, you know, they've really helped other people that were in their own bad situations or whatever, and they've really made something of themselves from a past situation. And then it got me thinking like that, wow, like, you know, I have had periods in my life where I've just been really upset about something, and or like I've made a decision and I felt really bad for making the correct decision, or, you know, I've not engaged with somebody and I felt like a bad person for not, like, I don't know, like, you know, trying to resolve something that maybe could have been fixed and could have come out better. Or, you know, I've been like, wow, like, you know, should I have done this? Should I have not? You know, and when I actually study and look at things objectively and not emotionally in the past, like, you do come to an understanding that everything is there to teach you something, not just about yourself, but also about the world around you and how you're going to proceed and what you're going to look for moving forward. And to ignore the past is somewhat like, in my opinion, it's just from what I've read and from what I've really practiced myself, is a very ignorant thing to do. It really disables you from I guess like gaining compassion for people as well, because you fail to understand because you haven't recognized your own past, maybe mistakes or your own past, you know, everyone's had trauma. Like, let's just be real, like whatever kind of traumas have occurred in your life, like you haven't really faced them. So when you see or hear somebody in a situation or you see someone behaving in a certain way, you don't really understand like why, and you take it more personally than really looking at it for what it is, because maybe you're being exposed to it. Now, the thing is, like, sometimes you can be loving toward humanity from a distance. You don't need to have any negativity toward them, but also you need to recognize, like, sometimes they're like, if this person or this situation is moving into your future, you need to keep in mind that, like, this has to be an active awareness as well of that person, so that there's improvement and learnings and growth involved in a process moving forward. And I think, like, one of the biggest mistakes that I had made in the past was that, like, I feel like my level of understanding is sometimes, yeah, like, I would say it's quite high. I can see things way beyond, like, my own personal situation and my own emotions. And I may not always be right, but sometimes, like, that's led me to be a little bit too compassionate toward and a bit too helpful toward people that were not actually helping themselves and were not facing their own issues. And I think, like, one of the most important things that moving forward and learning from your past is that it's really important not to dwell on how much time you wasted or whatever, because the way things actually unfold are how they're supposed to unfold. You cannot make really very many mistakes in life that you weren't meant to make. In saying that, you need to also wake up and be conscious and try avoid making mistakes or actively hurting people. Like, the consequences to doing that in the past are what actually redirect to you. Like, well, they correct your character and your behavior if you're willing and you're open to looking at yourself from those choices and from those behaviors. But if you're just continuing on and making those same mistakes and problems, and you're completely ignorant to the consequences because you're dismissing the consequences and you're not feeling the repercussions of the consequences to those behaviors, then you're just going to keep repeating it. And it's going to be a vicious cycle that actually, yeah, you may still achieve some stuff, but it's going to be a vicious cycle that ends up in a lot of emptiness. And I think ignoring the past is pretty much why this happens. The past is so valuable when it comes to navigating the truth of your future, because when you actually sit in silence and you're like, fuck, like, I really need to correct this behavior. There's no need for this. What is the positive? What is the return for me acting and behaving in this way? And then also, like, when you're not the person doing the thing that's, like, you know, maybe impacting somebody else negatively, maybe also, like, look at, like, the reverse and think about who's around you or who's influencing you or whose energy are you absorbing and who you connected to and how are they negatively impacting you. Now, the problem and the complexity of humans is that everyone's perception is different. So what might be really fine for you might be absolutely toxic for another person. I mean, like, that's a very big, like, difference, but I'm just saying, one thing that, you know, you may find funny or great about somebody, another person might find like that's just like a deal breaker. You know, one person might be totally fine living with a complete neat freak, other people might find that extremely uncomfortable and excessive, whereas other people may really appreciate it. These are the types of things that you need to kind of, like, understand and factor in. Now, so many people these days, like, they complain about, like, relationships and friendships and stuff. And I love this topic because I think your environment is probably one of the most critical things in your life. And the only way you can improve your environment is by looking at your past environments, your past living places and your past friendships and your past relationships. Being completely oblivious to who's around you and things like that, and simply joining groups for the sake of company or to fill in, like, some time, really has no long-term benefits for your life. Like, they're just random experiences you've pulled out of thin air. And this is just a sign that you really need to sit with yourself and think about, like, what kind of impact you want to have, not in this world or on this planet or anything like that, but just like on your own life and those who are investing into you. Because at the end of the day, everyone, most people have someone, at least one person that loves them to some little bit. And it's really important that like you're awake enough and compassionate enough and you've reviewed yourself enough to really honor and be grateful for that investment in you. And it's back, and also the other way around. Like the thing is, like, it's really easy to get your foot in the door as a female or a guy. You know, I think like what a lot of people forget, especially in this world, because they're so focused on looking rich on Instagram or having this really hot girlfriend or this really rich boyfriend, they really forget like the reality of the situation. And sometimes, like, when you come from a past situation, let's just say you were with a guy that, or a girl that was, I don't know, like, you got along, obviously you must have got along if you ended up in a relationship at some point, but like there may have just been things in there that just weren't like compatible, you know. Like, it's kind of like a compatibility that just is very far off in like a couple of very important sectors of a romantic relationship, you know. Because the thing is, like, you're probably, if you've been with someone for a while, you've probably, like, you know, you've probably got a friendship as well. Like, you can't just hate them, and you're not going to stay in a situation where somebody is like terrible to you. Like, there's going to be some good in there, like, that's just like how it is. But then there's also like irreconcilable differences where you just don't agree on some things and they're not changing, and like, or there's like health problems in there that just really are going to affect the future of you know, your family maybe, or your life or their life, or you're unsure. And I'm not saying leave somebody if they've got a serious illness or anything like that, but you also have to, I guess, like, be realistic in terms of like your greater wants, like kids, family. And you've got to see and understand that it takes like quite a lot of time to come to like a formal analysis of not only you, because most people don't even study or know themselves. So it's very, very hard if you don't take time to be on your own after you end a past situation, for example, or you are, you know, you've ended a job or a business, and really think about your desires for the future. Because the thing is, like, you can get by and do fine, and like you can go through life with the grass isn't greener kind of thing, but the grass can always be greener. Like, it can, and it doesn't, but there's also different things that you're going to lose in terms of getting other things from, let's just say, a new situation. Like, let's just say your past situation, you were with a guy who was super nice, he had, you know, a good career, whatever. There were some things in there that didn't work though, and that is always going to happen, but they're majors. So majors could be anything like he struggles through challenges. Now, when I see someone in a partnership that's going to be in my immediate life who cannot keep things in their life running, like their business or their job, at a high level, despite obstacles and all, let's just say, chaos going on in life, I don't really think about the situation at hand. I observe how they move through it. Are they still going to grow? Can they still keep it together, is what I'm looking for. Can they still keep themselves together even if they're struggling? Because one of the things that I think about is hypothetical, you know, real life case situations can occur. And I don't always think about worst case scenario, but I do factor it in from past experiences. Because if you have someone around you that's great, they're funny, they're this, they're that, you love them, but they crumble under pressure, they cannot grow and keep things together. Can you imagine, like, and then they're not self-sufficient, like, they maybe aren't self-sufficient. Can you imagine you've had kids with this person and something happens to you? You have died, right? I know this is so extreme, but what is going to happen in that situation? if this person can't even look after themselves under pressure, under crisis, in a really difficult grieving period, things like that. So I think one of the big things for me is like, you know, I understand now that I can keep things going, maybe not at the highest level. I'm a female. No, I'm kidding. But you know, I'm definitely self-sufficient. I can manage and go through crisis and grief and all of that terrible, like really harsh mental health stuff, and I can keep my income streams good. I can keep my head on my shoulders to some degree. I can push through. I can do shows still, maybe not to the best, might not win, but I can still bang out a show, which means I can keep things running. I can keep things together without having to run and hide and crumble. Like, I'm not going to bend and I'm not going to crumble. So for me, it's really important that characteristic is there for somebody, because life is going to give you all sorts of unforeseen circumstances, and it's really how you navigate through those that, you know, are going to determine like the kind of people that you draw to you later, because you're going to look for yourself in others. Like, to be honest, that's exactly what we do. And this impacts your future greatly. And if you haven't really developed the awareness to see how you cope and react and respond to pressure, I'm not saying be a superhero or look for one. I'm just saying that, like, you've got to find and come to a strategy and a belief where you know that you can keep it together regardless. Because it's also like in the reverse, like, you know, you can't just run off into and beg someone for help if something happened to your main income provider, which is the person that you've got a family with, if something happened to him. You know, it's just basically like the way that you've got to think when it comes to long-term decisions. Like, I don't just like get a partner for someone. Like, fine, if a guy has like great success in something, I understand that's very good. That's one good thing that everyone can see. But then there are so many layers beneath this that my past experiences, because I've had such long-term relationships with people and friends, have really allowed me to understand like what to look for. Because I won't make a commitment until, like, for one, if a guy has not been single for 6 to 12 months, and like, I don't mind if he's friends with his ex or whatever, but it's completely platonic, whatever, that's fine. But minimal no interaction's always been how it is, like, obviously. But yeah, I'm not like insecure in that aspect. However, I'm very much so like, those are like rules initially. Like, I just won't even look at it. It'll be gone completely down the list if there was like a relationship there, 2, 3, unless it was like a very short one. But typically I won't usually either date guys that haven't had like experience in long-term relationship, because although like there's history and there's all this stuff there, I do believe it's better, because as somebody that's had long-term relationships, you just have a better understanding of the opposite sex. Like, it's just like you've lived with them, you understand that like it's not just like, there's many aspects to a relationship, and they understand and have like probably went through the highs and lows of different problems. So, you know, if they can see through that for at least a few years or whatever, and they've maybe not worked out in the end, that's fine. But I do definitely prefer that, because there's just a mutual understanding there. You know, you just get each other better, and I think the connection's way more authentic. It starts on a completely different basis that I'm more used to as well, because like that's just how I've always worked. And then also, like, I'm looking at like different levels of compatibility. There are so many areas of compatibility that people overlook, and it's honestly like not an overnight decision to be with someone. You can like someone and get along with them and like certain things about them, engage them to some level, but you really don't know anyone until you live with them, and you don't really know their wants and how their mind works and whether you guys see the world on the same page. Because I think that was probably always the biggest issue. Me and past partners just did not see the world the same way, and everyone's going to be different. But I think it's so important to be able to have someone that's equally on the same sort of, like, they see the world in the same light as you do, on the same level as you do. I'm not saying anything to do with money or anything like that. It's more like expression of ideas, like random things you say, a mutual, like, it's so hard to describe, but like you just have a mutual like sense of humor. Like you get the same jokes, you have the same like you, when you share things with them, you know they get you. And that's a very difficult thing to find. Like some people just, you know, like for me, I can't deal with like sarcastic people like that are overly I don't mind a bit of sarcasm. I don't mind a bit, but I think like if it's like excessive and it's like kind of like insulting to other people, I find that really like just unbearable. Whereas some people love it and they get it, I just don't get it, you know. But then other types of humor I totally get, but other people wouldn't get mine as well. Like, so it takes like a lot of, you know, I think like the thing is everyone's like always, you know, assuming that they, you know, people like men, I think as well, like they think that they need, or that people actually choose like the partner with like the best cars and the best houses and stuff. And you will draw in like way more, you know, leads. I'm just gonna, you'll draw in more volume of people, of course, but then it like, it's still going to come down to like humans being humans. Like we are all connected, but like it comes down to like how that person has, I guess, like developed themselves. And like the same thing goes for like when you find someone. I think after like a couple of conversations, you kind of gauge whether or not this can actually go somewhere or it can't. And, you know, there can be many reasons for that, but it's from your past experiences with other people that you kind of pick up on certain patterns that, you know, form an opinion. Now, the reason why being aware of the past, learning from it, actually not pulling yourself apart for it, but being very conscious about it, why that's important is because a lot of people fall into traps because they go on assumption. They just go on things off surface level information and assumption. They've never sat down and actually like learned from their past. So then they're not making decisions from like hardcore facts. They're making decisions based on like assumption. And I'm one of the most optimistic people you'll ever find. I do things on the whim all the time. Like sometimes people get really frustrated with me because I can just come downstairs and move country, and that's just like what I do on the whim. Sometimes my boyfriend can wake up and I will have blue hair. Like sometimes things like about me that I'm aware of are just impulsive, and I totally understand how for some people that level of surprises can be like extremely like chaotic, and they don't like it and they find it so crazy. But it's probably the only aspect of me doing things on the whim. And then obviously like I'm very much so like I'm very driven, but I'm also like very like I don't really like complaining. I don't really like making really big issues that big. Like I do tend to minimize issues, and I understand that this has been something that I guess like a lot I've learned a lot from in my past. Like I do remember that I would struggle with communication, like if my partner wanted to talk to me about God knows what, and then it was a discussion he wanted to have, he was really wanting to have communication with me and sit down and talk things out responsibly and just like, you know, have this big long talk about something. And I would just sit there like, now I don't do this because I've learned from my past, but I would just sit there and I would honestly not hear a word. Like, I know this is honestly so bad, but I'm just being honest about how I was. I wouldn't hear a word he was saying. And, you know, I can totally understand like how frustrating this would be if like he had a problem, but because of how I see problems in general in my own life and in life, I really like to focus very little on problems and more focus on a solution, and just like not go into like the ins and outs of every aspect of the problem and deal with how and talk about it for ages. I just look at like what's happened, and then just find a solution. That's just how I do things. And then, so he would want to have this big, long, drawn out talk about it. And I would just think, I would actually not hear it. And then I would just leave and say, have no answers. And I would just say, you're being so negative, 99.9% of the time. And then I would just go to the gym for hours, or like literally just avoid him. And now I understand that this is a very big problem. And like, I've learned from my mistakes, and I've learned to come to a happy medium, because one of the boundaries that I have is that I'm not going to be sitting down talking to someone most days about all these issues and problems that I think are not that big of a deal, because that's just like, I guess that's just like how I do life in general. But a lot of people are very different to me. They're much more analytical than me. They're much more deeper thinkers than I am. Like, I sound and seem like a deeper thinker, but I'm not. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. I'm just giving you a story and an example here so that you can maybe try and come up with one for yourself and actually see if there's a way you can change this behavior. So like, I would be like, yeah, so I'd be like off in like, honestly, like, the conversation didn't even happen. Like, I would just go off, go about my day, go to work, like be at work, be at the gym, like, and then I would come home as if nothing happened. And I would just be like, yeah, like, and obviously he would be so annoyed, because like, he'd probably been thinking about this all day, and then I wasn't open to like discussing it, and then he didn't feel like he was heard. And then I would just be like, fine. And then I would just go to bed and get up the next day, and everything would be as normal. And he's probably still thinking like, wow, like, she doesn't care. And it was never that I didn't care. It was more like, I just have a different way of dealing with problems. And now that I've analyzed these situations moving forward, I'm now having a better relationship, because I understand and I actually address my own problems, my own issues. Like, I understand now that like, if you're in a relationship with someone, just because you handle problems and you see life in a very different way, it doesn't mean that what they're saying isn't relevant. And if you want to be in a happy relationship with them, you need to like come to a happy medium. Now, I would say in this case, we were way too different in how we looked at things. Like, because he was so much more like things were a big deal to him, like everything was a big deal to him, like, and nothing was a big deal to me, we could not see an eye to eye like on things. Like, for him, an event that I would have seen as a very tiny little dent in life would have been catastrophic to him. And for me, like, I would have just not even really thought about it, you know, and it would have just flew right over my head. Whereas for him, he would have been panicking and freaking out, and I wouldn't have even like noticed, you know. So we were very different in these aspects. And so like, over time, I guess, like, the problem with a situation like this is that when two people are so different in this aspect, and one is so heavily adamant that like, this is how, like, they're like trying to shake you to see what's happening, and then the other one is so oblivious, like, that's me, I'm the oblivious one, and it's flew over her head, and this happens ongoingly, like, nothing worries me, like, no, like, nothing, I didn't even think, like, not, like, he's just, as you can imagine, this would be so frustrating for the person that's trying to, like, alert you about whatever, and explain something to you. And, you know, this kind of difference is a massive incompatibility. So yeah, we may be great in other areas, but can you imagine like that dynamic ongoing? For me, it's probably not that bad, because I'm like already like, I don't know, pretty much oblivious, and I'm just like, yeah, it's fine, it'll all work out, everything works out. And he's just like, no, we need to know this, and I'm like, I'm not discussing it, it's too negative. Like, and then I go off to the gym and have the best day. And then like, posting on my social media, he's watching my stories. He's just like, what is wrong with this girl? Like, she doesn't care. But that was really not it. Like, it was basically that I just didn't see the big deal and he did. And, you know, that's just like, now obviously I understand why that's a problem. So moving into it, a new relationship, I'm like, explain how I want to view the world. I explain how I deal with life's catastrophic events. And I have to be upfront about these things, because if somebody is a big overthinker and they get very anxious and they get extremely like they complain a lot, or they get stressed out a lot about different scenarios, or like if something like fails or whatever, they like freak out and they get worried and go into like a negative downhill spiral. And then, you know, and they need someone to constantly validate them and, you know, have a solution and sit down and talk for hours about it and explain the ins and outs and feel heard. Like, very, they need that extreme level of reassurance. I'm just going to be the wrong partner for that, because I am so simplistic and so sort of like fairy-like, I would say, in a way. I'm very like educated in aspects of life, but I don't really overthink. Like, I'm more like, there's better things we could be doing. Like, we can just focus on that later. Or I'm more like solution focused. Or if it's immediate and an emergency, then I'll take a walk outside and I'll come up with a creative solution, execute it. And I'll just, if that doesn't work, then I'll try another one until the thing is fixed. But my goal's always fixing. So I'll always just fix the problem if there's one there. And I just know it'll always get fixed. And I don't think a lot of people work like that. So can be catastrophic for me to have relationships, because I'm just like, what is the big deal? But so for me, it's very hard to offer a partner a lot of reassurance. So now I get it. They have to be a bit more free-spirited and have that self-belief and that self-sufficiency. And that's like one of my number one things. So it doesn't matter how much money they have, if they're a stress head and they're like going to be bringing that energy in, I'll end up leaving, because I can't be around it. It just affects my life too much. And it really just like brings down my whole spirit, you know. So I think like you have to be spiritually connected, and you learn all of these things from the physical world. Like, your physical paradigm is very much so like based on like who you let enter your spirit. Like, you have to be very aware of how you are. Like, you have to listen to people's feedback as well, you know. It wasn't that like I didn't address it wasn't that I didn't know that I didn't address issues for ages and hours and hours, and I didn't want to sit down. And I'm just using one example. There's many things that I do that are not ideal, and there's many things I do that are superior for other people, you know. It's just like I just understand that I'm not for everyone, and I don't want and I don't expect everyone to like me or be compatible with me. I know that it's a 0.001% chance that someone's going to accept the good and the bad, because the great side of me is incredible, but the shadow side of me, the side of me that's like oblivious and unwilling to sit there for hours and hear you out, unless it's like, I'm not saying I'm careless, like I will listen to you, like if you're in a really bad headspace, and but it's not excessive, like it's not weekly, or you know, the reason I'm like this as well is because sometimes like it's a boundary to not allow like people to consistently invade your mind with their like internal world that's negative. I think that's very important for your well-being. Like, you can't just have someone that's unable to solve this, heal this, and minimize these amounts of conversations, because you get literally one life. Like, and I don't expect the human race to be perfect. I'm more than well aware, I'm more than open to helping and being there for someone, but and I'll be there. Like, I'll be there if you're sick. Like, I will never leave you in bed sick. I'll be your nurse. But I think like it comes to a point sometimes where like there's times when it can be controlled and there's times when it can't be. Do you know what I mean? So those are the kind of factors that I look at, and I'm like, this is something I can deal with, this is something I can't deal with, you know. And the same for other people with me, you know. I've had great like relationship, but you cannot have these differences, these incompatibilities. And you gauge these things from looking at your past. Now, if you never looked at your past, you never looked at your mistakes, there's no point in looking at all the stuff that other person or the new people or whatever they done is nothing to do with you. You have to look at you. And sometimes you'll actually uncover things about yourself that you're like, oh, okay. Like, you have to question. And if you don't question those things about yourself, then you're just going to reattract these cycles and these people, these people with similar behaviors because it's familiar to you, so you instantly become comfortable. And then within the next year or 2 years, you are back in the same situation with a new person or with the same person if you couldn't be bothered to find another partner, and you just ended up going backwards. So you have to really address these, and the only way you can do that is by being alone and really like coming to terms with it. And so it's the same with your business and your schooling, and when you fail at something, you really have to look at like what you actually did. Sometimes we think we do more than what we do, and that is where the ignorance comes in, and that's where like your paradigm never shifts. Like your paradigm never shifts. Like my whole goal for 2022 was to shift my paradigm. I had to go into the deep, like the darkest part of my spirit, and I had to look at it, and I had to say to myself, like, why is this here, and why? And for me, it wasn't that dark at all, but it was more like the dismissive behavior that I have around being unable. Like it was something about it that would just absolutely, I don't know, I just couldn't sit in a situation or a conversation that brought me down. And like any, but then I was amazing at dealing with other problems, and I come to the understanding that it was like I just didn't want to, you know. If something's more important to you enough, you will find an alternative way of dealing with it. And the unfortunate thing about your interactions in circle and relationships with others is that some people don't want to make those same changes to meet in the middle, so you cannot then move into the future, or sometimes it's just not able to happen. And I think one of the most important things is to truly, like, you have to understand like when to, you know, draw the line and to move forward and look at alternative solutions. Like sometimes it cannot be about the person, it can be about their other goals. Like maybe they want to live somewhere that you won't live, and you just know that you won't live there, so why drag it out? Instead, they could meet someone, like, just because they're a great person and they're successful and they're a great option and everything else lines up, that one thing might not line up. And like you're then selfishly going in and gonna with the aim to either, like, you're either gonna like be somewhere you don't want to be, which is like so horrific for, I don't know, well-being. If you really don't like living somewhere, you should not live there, because it's going to be, you're going to be miserable to everyone around you anyway. So that's going to end in chaos. Like there's no way you can be happy living somewhere that you don't like. Like you just can't. It's just like you go and you live in a place around people or in an environment that you absolutely despise. How are you supposed to be the happiest version of yourself? Like eventually that's going to hit you, you know, it's going to get into your spirit, and like you're going to feel bad. And then the other thing that's even worse is being with this person for all the good side, but then expecting them to just like bend into your world. Or if they tell you they will because they love you so much, it's, you still need to like be realistic and go, no, because this is their initial goals. This is where their business is at. Like I'm not uprooting their whole lives for something that is a relationship. It's not meant to be as of now. It's not meant to be. And so you have to be strong enough to leave and not look back and move forward. And that is more of a selfless act, in my opinion, than it is. It's a well thought out thing. And this, again, it comes back to me learning from my past. My, you know, guys are very like, I think guys have just got, like guys' nature is very good. Like they're not like, for the most part, they're not like players at all. They're actually very kind. And men are very nice. Like in general, men are not spiteful. They just sometimes don't react in the best way to things. But deep down, I think men always, like, they're always positive. Like, I mean, they're not always positive, but they're always kind. You know, they're always nice and they're always kind. It's very hard to find a guy that doesn't try to make a female, even if they're not attracted to her, feel happy and good around them. Like, they're not usually, like they make an effort, like all men kind of make an effort to make it smile at you and say hi and things. And although that's like a lot of the time unwanted attention, you kind of just have to appreciate that. Like they're way more forthcoming than women are. For the most part, women don't go around smiling at guys or going to a place like trying to like make that guy smile or whatever. Like we don't do that. Like, so you just got to take these things into consideration. Men for the most part actually are good natured, and I think they get hurt a lot by our nature. So I do take that into consideration. And I am very warm back because I understand this concept. Like, I get it. So I don't, I like this about them. I like this about their nature. And I think we should be a bit more kinder upfront, to be honest. I'm quite kind. But then I think also the problem with that is, because I'm aware of this, I also think men get the wrong impression and think I like them or love them or something because I'm just like kind back. Like, what they give out, I give back to them, because I know that most of the time they're getting like the cold shoulder and I just feel fucking bad. Like, I'm like, this is so rude. Like, the world can be so rude, you know, like, just because you're a female. I still think like it should be more normalized that, you know, you can just be nice to each other. You know, you can just see them trying their best. And I just find it like very cute for the most part. So I think, yeah, you know, a kinder world is always better. But yeah, there's still, you have to be realistic, because like I said, going back to the men being kind and wanting to do the right thing and not like breaking up with you, and because they love you and they like you and whatever, you kind of have to use like your female intuition in this case and just like be realistic about it. Because particularly when guys really like you in the beginning, they like fall in love so fast and they will do anything, you know. But then obviously, like, you know how relationships work, so you like know this is going to wear off. Like, they're going to come to their senses, like the hormones are going to calm down, and you're going to, you know, they're going to end up realizing that they have, you know, now moved, and, you know, it's going to then impact the relationship and cause things like potential resentments and discussions that, you know, you already could see coming that you can avoid in the beginning. Prevention is just the best cure. So I always think like, look, if it's really meant to be, like, something will be in the future, and, you know, it will sort itself out, and, you know, you guys will somehow cross paths again at the right time and have learned certain things and come to the realization that, yeah, this is worth it, this is what I want to do, look, these circumstances have changed, I actually really want to look at something with you, whatever, that can happen. But also, I think you need to be very, 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 very aware that time and opportunity and, you know, missing the boat on certain things will happen if you don't have that foresight. So you really need to understand that, like, as the longer you stay in a situation you're not meant to be in, the more times you're going to be missing the boat on situations that you are meant to be in. It's not necessarily like one person's better than another. It's just more like you need to like understand like your behaviors in a past relationship or in past friendships. And then if you're really trying to like get into the paradigm that you want, you need to shift out of the things that are attaching you to areas of yourself or bringing out behaviors in yourself that you don't really like and you don't want to be bringing forward, you don't want to have forever, but you understand are actually lowering your whole vibration as a person, and you're going to keep feeling empty. So yeah, I think it's really important to analyze your past to fulfill your life in the future, because then you make better decisions. You learn about yourself, you learn about others, you make better decisions. You actually really do learn. Like, the way I handle situations now versus what I did last year, the year before, is so much better. Like, the way I see people is so much different. Like, I'm different, you know, my whole paradigm has shifted. Like, I'm so much more mature. But I also really understand like the things that can't change about me, because they will bring me down. So I won't be able to be the best friend or the best partner if you require a certain thing. And I don't expect that to change if that's what you require. Like, so that's where like you need to be more attuned and things like that. And yeah, I think that's how you find your perfect person. Now, finally, somebody asked about if I would ever take back somebody that cheated. Now, no, I wouldn't go back to a person that's cheated or demonstrated these behaviors that I knew of in a past relationship, because a tiger doesn't usually change its stripes unless you have an insanely like rare circumstance where you really truly believe this person is for you, and they had made mistakes in their past relationship, they have come to realizations, explain this to you in detail, and you can gauge from different things in that interaction that you really believe they're telling you the truth and you trust them. Without trust in any kind of relationship, you really cannot have a good relationship. And this goes both ways. I know a lot of women settle for men and take them back that have cheated. Some men do it when their girl has cheated. I don't believe the relationship can ever be the same again. I think you may have days where it's better, like it's better, and then not good. And then you're forever going to be living in doubt of this person's faithfulness. And I just think, like, you kind of got to really remember that, like, there's all sorts of things. Like, if your partner is not, like, showing you to his friends, or she's hiding you, not in the very beginning, obviously, but after, like, some years together, or a year together, it should be, like, known that you're together officially, and, like, you shouldn't be engaging with the other sex and physically, emotionally at all, unless it's platonic. And I think once that line has been crossed, you gotta get out, because it's not going to be changing, particularly if it's early on. Like, if they start doing that kind of stuff, like, that, you just need to cut your losses and shut the door, throw away the key, and just move forward. I think there's just, like relationship, to actually, like, form that kind of love and that bond and that extremely special connection where somebody understands losing you is not worth it, that actually takes a long time to develop, and they need to be with you a lot, and also, like, really understand, I guess, like, have explored the world a bit as well, to know, like, what their opportunity cost is by being with you. And when they have, I guess, like, when they've got, again, this comes down to education of who you're going to be with, like, because some people don't know how to even make accurate decisions, so they don't know anything about opportunity cost, so they then fall, make big mistakes, and realize later, like, fuck, I've really lost, like, the best thing I've ever had. And it's because they didn't know how to make decisions, or they make impulsive decisions that sabotage or destroy a better opportunity that they've already had, so they could have built on that and worked on little issues, or, you know, whatever, instead of looking at, you know, doing something for a release on one night, or to boost their self-esteem, or just to get back at someone, and then actually realize, like, oh, that actually didn't make the problem any better, that actually now made it worse, and I've potentially lost this person forever. So I think, like, yeah, you need to be firm there and just not look back. If somebody's cheated on you, that is a consequence they must learn from. The only way they're going to learn is by giving them that consequence. Like, if they do anything like that, that's it. Like, you have to be gone forever. In this lifetime, they're not your person. Maybe in another, but they're not your person in this lifetime. And so understanding that they're not the person you thought they were, and you're not the person for them, because if you were, I just personally don't believe it would, like, somebody would risk it. It's kind of like, would you risk your business? Would you risk your main source of income? If you had it, would you risk your business knowingly by breaching a contract that you knew would take your whole business down? Or to then go back to living in a job, like, working in a job you hate? Like, you wouldn't, you know, you just wouldn't. And it's the same thing. Like, would you crash your brand new car, or bring it into, like, I don't know, like, try drive it through lakes or something? Like, it's just like, why would you do that? Because it was fun. Like, you wouldn't do that because you know that, like, you're probably going to damage the car, or, like, it's just going to have, like, a negative impact for that temporary moment you were driving through a lake. Like, it's just kind of dumb. And so, like, you're going to have to face consequences with anything that you do, make dumb decisions with. And so sometimes you have to be the person that's, like, yeah, like, you need to understand that, like, that person's, like, not, they're just not right for a relationship. Like, you can't be with that person. It's just wrong, you know? It's like, they're not right to own a car. They're not right to run a business yet. Like, they're not ready. If you make decisions like that, like, you've got a lot to learn still. Like, you've got a lot to understand, and you've got to learn, like, how to value things correctly. I think, like, the good thing about dating guys in real estate is that they know how to spot an asset instead of a liability. So they kind of, like, like, any guy that knows how to spot assets is good, because they know, like, they know how to, like, they know when to value something and when not to. So if you're, like, yeah, if you're a good person and things, they'll look after you, and they'll be, like, any guy that really, yeah, is good, like, does that for a living, is pretty good. They know assets, they know what to look for, they're, like, evolved, you know, you need evolved guys. So yeah, that's it. This is, like, an hour long. Oh my God, I can't believe I just spent an hour talking on my podcast, but I hope this helped. Love you all. See you soon.